on returning to Detroit. Over the plum snow, the train's blonde smoke, dawn coming into Detroit, but like Bratislava. The icy undersides of the train, the passengers asleep on one another, and those who cannot. Pace the aisles, touching seats to steady themselves, and between the cars their hair is silvered by the fine ice that covers everything. A man slamming his hand into a morning paper. A woman who has so rubbed her bright gray eyes during grief that all she has seen can be seen in them. The century of which 20 years are left, several wars, a fire of black potatoes. And maybe a moment when across the table she was loved and as much younger woman. Wet her fingertip and played the bells of empty glasses of wine. Impossible not to imagine her. Doing that, drawing the shade, and then in its ochre light, the first button of his shirt. The rest, the plants boarded up along the wide black river. The spools of unraveling light that are the rails. The domed Creek church. The glass hopes of the city beside one another. The man whose clothes he carries in a pillowcase. The woman whose old love walks into her eyes each morning and with a pole lowers the awnings over the shop stalls of fruit.